Recognize coercion when it occurs. Recognizing coercion is essential for tractor-trailer drivers to protect their rights and safety. Coercion involves pressuring or threatening drivers to engage in activities that violate safety regulations or their legal rights. Here are some signs of coercion that tractor-trailer drivers should be aware of. Pressure to violate hours of service (HOAS) regulations. Coercion can involve urging or forcing drivers to exceed their allowable driving hours, take shorter rest breaks, or manipulate their logbooks to meet unrealistic delivery schedules. Drivers may experience intense pressure from employers or dispatchers to meet tight deadlines. Threats of termination or job loss. Drivers may be threatened with job loss, reduced hours, or other forms of retaliation if they refuse to engage in unsafe or illegal activities. Coercion often relies on the fear of economic consequences. Financial penalties. Employers may threaten drivers with financial penalties such as docking their pay or charging them for delays or damages as a way to coerce them into violating safety regulations. Physical threats or intimidation. In extreme cases, coercion may involve physical threats or intimidation, putting drivers' safety and well-being at risk. Verbal pressure. Coercion can be subtle, involving persistent verbal pressure from supervisors, dispatchers, or colleagues to engage in unsafe or illegal practices. Unrealistic expectations. When drivers are assigned unreasonably tight schedules that make it impossible to comply with HOS regulations, this can be a form of coercion. Deceptive practices. Coercion may include deceptive practices by employers, such as providing false information about legal requirements or the consequences of refusing to comply with unsafe demands. Lack of support for safety concerns. If drivers express safety concerns or refuse to operate an unsafe vehicle, they may face coercion when their concerns are dismissed or when they are pressured to proceed despite safety issues. Retaliation. Drivers who have previously reported safety violations or filed complaints may experience coercion in the form of retaliation, such as unwanted changes to their assignments or harassment. Violation of drivers' legal rights. Coercion may involve encouraging drivers to waive their legal rights, such as rights related to whistleblower protection or refusal to drive an unsafe vehicle. It's important for tractor-trailer drivers to be aware of their rights and to recognize when coercion is occurring. If a driver believes they are being coerced to violate safety regulations or engage in illegal activities, they should document the incidents, seek advice from a legal professional or a relevant regulatory agency, and take steps to protect their own safety and well-being. Whistleblower protection laws are in place to shield drivers from retaliation when reporting coercion or safety violations.